This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Always good to be here.
Yes.
I'm glad to be here with those who are striving to please God.
Yes.
It's another Sabbath day, and God is pleased with those that are keeping His commandments. And I'm glad I'm a commandment keeper, and it was brought to me many years ago, and I'm continuing on. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, the elders, missionary deacons, and all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We know the nation is going through a lot with this coronavirus, but I was thinking on this, we ought to look to God. And those that live for God, we truly look to God. Those that are not looking to God, we need to look to God. To make it to that point, firstborn, thank God for you, Brother Richard.
Keeping God's commandments.
My God,
God for that number. Our brother Richard. Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. We are on our post, and we're glad that you're tuning in. Corona is having its way in the country. And I'd say that the enemy is having his way in the country. And I know that God is allowing it. And the nation should be embarrassed how they treated the president. They treated him badly. They've been trying to nail him for something he haven't done for the last 3 years. And now this has happened. But I say God is on his side because this man has fought for Israel. God said, I'm going to bless those that bless you, Israel, and I'm going to curse those that curse Israel. We are Israel in spirit, and we are in the blessed plan. And we thank God for a leadership that's doing that which is right for the people. We're not in politics, but that's just a note that is true. Let's go. Before we go there, Deuteronomy 4 and 6. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Now let's go to Isaiah 8 and 18. As I say, I've been meditating on this and we've been hearing all kind of reports, but you don't hear anybody talking about looking to God.
That's right.
Now, here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, we didn't start looking to God because of coronavirus.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
I say God is with us because we have his word and we're keeping God's commandments. But we're only trying to encourage the nation, look to God. And not that you know him, but, you know, God honors sincerity and those that are looking for him and seeking him.
Yes.
Isaiah 8 and 18 says what?
Yes. It says, and when they shall see unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits.
Isaiah 8 and 18, read it again.
8 and 18, yes, Pastor.
Behold.
Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
The important thing to understand about this scripture is God is concerned about Israel.
Yes.
Not Christians, because if you're Israel of the Spirit, you are a Christian.
Yes.
You are for Christ. If you're not for Christ, you're not Israel. But it's everything is addressed to Israel.
Yes.
And God is going to protect Israel through this crisis.
Yes.
Read.
Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel.
Beautiful. Trump is a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He's a sign. He's a wonder because he's the only one that's benefiting Israel. And
yes,
even Israel is coming under attack because of its conservative policies and their moral standings.
Mm-hmm.
But we are for signs and we're for wonders.
Beautiful.
Let's go to Mark 16. So we're not going to get fretted during this time, but this is the time we want to shine.
Yes.
It's the time we want to show that we trust God.
Yes, Lord.
And not trusting in man.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we're praying that man do right. Isn't that
yes.
beautiful?
Yes.
If they don't do right, we stay with God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Mark 16 and 15, what does it say?
And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every
country. That's all our mission is here, is to preach the gospel. We're not getting caught up in the corona syndrome. So when I see you on the street, I want to give you some encouragement. Not about what's happening and how we're falling down, how we just keep getting more infected. We don't need that.
No.
We don't need those numbers, but we need encouragement.
That's right. Yes, we
looking
do.
To God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
it will
Lord.
Solve our problems. And take us through this. Read.
Yes, Lord.
He that believeth and is baptized mm-hmm. shall be saved.
What?
But he that believeth not shall be damned.
So what might I say? Well, it's always about salvation. Sure it is, because salvation is forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. This is just for a moment, this
yes.
coronavirus. Let's get our minds off of the momentum. The, what is it?
Right.
Momentum?
The momentum.
The moment.
The moment.
Yes. Of the corona, yes.
The moment of things.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
look to eternal things.
That's
isn't that beautiful?
Right. That's right.
Read.
Yes. And these signs shall follow them that believe.
What?
In my name shall they cast out devils.
So when you get into the commandments, that's God's name.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That casts out everything.
Yes.
You want to shut down conversation? Start talking about the commandments.
Right.
Say, I love God's commandments.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
David panted for them. Start talking about how I love them.
Yes,
that'll
did.
Shut down any conversation.
Yes,
but you're directing them the right way because God is the word.
Yes.
And God wants us to think on his word and look to him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
These signs shall follow them. What?
That believe.
What?
In my name shall they cast out devils.
What?
They shall speak with
so we
new
got
tongues.
New language here. Our language is not to always comment on how the nation is being brought down with all this. It's called propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yes, yes,
and if you listen to it, you will start feeling things that you shouldn't be feeling. When you don't listen to it, you only hear God's word, you feel encouraged.
Yes, we
you
do.
Feel protected.
Yes,
you
do.
Are.
Yes.
When you start listening to that devil, you're coming down. So we don't want to get our minds caught up in what man can do. It's what God is doing. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to
that's beautiful.
Isaiah.
Right, sir.
Thank God. Let's go to Isaiah 50 and 4.
All right.
See what Brother Isaiah, mm-hmm. Brother Isaiah was talking about then and now. And he's not here, but his word's still speaking. Isn't that beautiful? Holy Ghost is still working.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 50 and 4. What does it say?
The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned.
Wait a minute. That's how we gain mm-hmm. the new tongue.
Yes.
We're not talking about the man did this. The man did that.
Right.
Popo did this. We'll blame everything on men.
Mm-hmm.
Why not blame it on that devil?
All right.
That's where it belongs.
Yes.
And those that yield to him. That's where it belongs.
Mm-hmm.
Not to God. God is encouraging.
Yes.
God is a safety net.
Yes.
He's a refuge, right?
Yes.
Read.
That I should know how mm-hmm. to speak a word in season to him that is weary.
Wait a minute. You don't speak a word to someone that's thinking they got a problem there 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The instructions came. The virus won't infect you, too much affect you, unless you're 60 and over and you got problems.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
You got kids scared because of propaganda.
Yes.
Everybody's panicking. Everybody should go to work.
Yes.
And if you got a sniffle, stay home.
Go ahead.
If you ain't got no sniffle, come to work. Let's keep the economy going.
Yes.
So we can, eat.
Exactly,
right?
Pastor.
Read.
Go ahead. He wakeneth morning by morning.
What?
He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the
Lord. That beautiful. It takes God to give you an ear to reason and to have understanding. You're getting the news how to conduct yourself, but everybody is following their feelings and panic.
Yes.
They're watching everybody else, and that's what they're following. But we want to look to God.
Yes.
Calm down.
All right.
What did it say?
The Lord God hath opened mine ear.
What?
And I was not rebellious, neither turned away back.
What?
I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair.
Now, read the 10th verse.
Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant?
Minute. You should have servants out there directing. Let's be prayerful.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not panic and go draw out all your 401k.
All right, Pastor.
Because you're going to find it ain't there.
Oh.
So let's not do these drastic things. Don't look. What did God tell? What is it? Well, I know this was a movie.
Mm-hmm.
When they had Moses, it was coming out. He said, Aaron, shut the door. Death was coming through.
Yes,
shut the door, but don't look on death. Why do you want to look on bad times and people starving, not feeling good? Why do you want to look on people panicking, running with buggies like they're stealing stuff? Why won't we look at that?
Go ahead.
Let's go home, shut the TV off, let's meditate in the Lord.
That's
and if you don't know who to call, call, what's that, what our number? 323-754-8302.
Yes, Pastor.
We'll give you some real consolation.
Yes.
Counsel is of God and not the world. Isn't that beautiful? You may not ever get this message, but it's out there. Mm-hmm. It's like this. It don't matter if a million listening or one. Because when the Lord came here, he came to a nation in Jerusalem. It was like one person in the earth. When you look at all the people in the earth, came there. One. His message didn't change. The intensity of his message didn't change. Same. It's the same today. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read. What are we reading?
The 10th verse. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant,
what?
That walketh in darkness
what?
And hath no light?
What?
Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay
upon
his
God.
Well, wait a
minute. When you bring out his name is the commandments, that's when they don't have no desire to walk away. So, no, we ain't a part of that. How are you going to trust in God then? Mm-hmm. They think they have God, but they don't have God. And if they had God, they would be trusting in him. It wouldn't be a nation so out of order. Half the nations think Trump is wrong, and half the nations think they're Christians. But how can you judge before you hear something?
All right.
They haven't heard anything from him, only propaganda.
Yes.
And people think this virus, because he didn't do it enough in the beginning, he did.
Yes.
He did everything he could.
Yes.
It's up to us to do what we have to do.
Yes,
what we can do is trust God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, let's go to Ephesians 4 and 11. Let's read that.
Beautiful.
Thank
beautiful.
God for knowledge.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And this is what this broadcast is all about, encouraging ones in this life to a higher calling. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Ephesians 4 and 11, what does it say?
And he gave some apostles.
Because you got to trust in the servant.
Yes.
If you don't have someone bring you the right message, you cannot get the right deliverance. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Mm-hmm.
He gave what?
He gave some apostles.
What?
And some prophets. And some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
What?
For the perfecting of the saints.
Well, wait a minute. This is what this ministry is all about. It's about perfecting our spirit. Mm-hmm. Yes. Not getting caught up in propaganda and the world's problems. We're in this world, but we're not of it.
All right. Yes.
We're going to trust God and let things come like they should come. As God provide for us through one another and through friends and whoever. It's yet God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Read. For the work of the ministry,
mm-hmm.
for the edifying of the body of Christ.
What?
Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the
Son
of God.
So this is about how a son should act during the crisis.
All right.
How we should be. Trusting. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Can you imagine when Abraham took Isaac up and he saw all the sacrifice tools and materials? He said, where's the sacrifice? The Lord's going to provide. He was
That's
satisfied.
Beautiful.
But common reason is, but I don't see nothing but me. And what you think he thought when he got tied down? Well, wait, Papa, I thought you said there was going to be something provided.
Yes.
Same thing.
Yeah, beautiful.
Things can look pretty bad. And you may have to eat your last barrel of meal. Yet trust God.
Yes, Lord.
If the servant says so-and-so, make his first. And that'd be if they ask you to make his first. Or she.
Yes.
If they ask you to make somebody else's first, make it first. That what happened? Mm-hmm. Came to the friend in the middle of the night. I don't need it, but my friend need it. Get up and give it to him. Isn't that beautiful? Crisis times, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man.
Perfect man. That's what we're talking about here. And when you say that, people would turn the chest and they're off. That's what God is calling for. That's what he gave these gifts for.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Isaiah 8 and 19. Let's go there.
All right. Yes.
Let's go back there. 8 and 19. This is what the world, they're looking to everybody but God. They're going to all kind of people. They don't make no difference. The Christians going to see a Maharaja. If Maharaja got something to give them, they're going there too. That's what God is talking about. We just go everything but the God that's really controlling everything. Now, y'all think about this thing.
Yes.
And I was thinking about this, reading this. And everybody's listening to my voice. From the beginning, if there was another God, why wouldn't he come forth?
All right.
There is no other God but God.
That's right.
If there was another God in the universe, why would he come forth and say, no, I'm God?
All right. Go ahead.
The only one God.
Go ahead.
God sent all this. Nobody has come forth for years. God's telling you what's going to be, but what God said, no, it ain't. The only one ever said, no, it ain't, is man.
All right. Yes, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes.
We're going to get into that. It's very interesting.
Very interesting. Yes, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Read.
8 and 19?
Yes.
And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits.
No, wait a minute. I'm going over to talk to Father Knows Best. Hmm. Okay, Father Flanagan. Okay, come on. I'm going to talk to Father Flanagan, see how we're going to approach this. This is another minister. He's Baptist now. Right. Well, I checked in with Maharaji. And they said they're doing so-and-so in the Middle East. Well, I checked with the rabbi here. The rabbi said, well, they ain't doing it. What about God?
God's right.
They go into all these familiar spirits. They're all familiar, so they can work together. Many going to stop in at one of them spiritual palm readers. What you see coming up? Everything but God. Because God might tell you, well, just, I don't see nothing. Just stay with God. Just hold fast. No, I got to know what's going on, because I need to go. I need to know if I'm going to buy some more soup or not. That's what this is talking about. When they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits. What?
And unto wizards that peep.
What?
And that.
Everybody got a vision.
Yes.
So now, yeah, I got to go down in the corner and talk to Mr. Sorryson. Mm? He's sorry. I like to talk to him, but he always let me know what's going on. He got a great vision. I think he could have been a prophet.
Yeah.
But he always tell me what's going on. He knows. Wow. People, he's sitting on bottle crates telling you the future. What they would do if they were president, they got on a bottle crate with drinking wine. Stuff like that, or whatever. It could be a banker. They know everything. That's what God is talking about. Everything but God. Go ahead.
Should not a people seek unto their God? For the living to
speak.
The dead.
Speak.
Seek unto their God.
Shouldn't they seek God and not the dead? The living go to the dead? In other words, those that are called by my name, they're supposed to be alive, but they go to all of these weak and beggarly elements mm-hmm. to get their direction.
Yes.
They ain't getting direction from God.
That's right.
Let's go to 31. Isaiah 31 and 6. Let's read that.
Beautiful. Thank God for you, Pastor. 31.
They say they're Christians. But you don't see any activity or movement in that direction. You don't see nobody trying to encourage the people that's on these major stations and radios. They ain't doing it. Because anybody got the message, like, we have the message, you can't get a door.
Right.
We're like the little inn that was shut out. The child was shut out, the Lord, from the inn, because there was no room. There's no room for our message in the mainstream media. 31 and 6, what does it say?
Turn ye unto him from whom the children of Israel have deeply revolted.
No, one. What's the first verse? Woe.
Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots.
So you got a lot of people doing that now. They go to the politicians for help. They think, if we do this, this is going to do this and that. They're going to do this and that. But nobody's using common sense from their so-called leaders. Politicians say shut it down, they're shutting it down. Mm-hmm. And they should if they say it's mandatory. But if it's not mandatory, if you don't have that many people, there ain't no wisdom in that. But if you got a lot of people, if it's God, why would you shut it down?
Right.
Why would God, I'm just saying, if the leaders say, okay, we got 1,000 people, let's just hold it for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. Fine. Yeah. But if they don't, say, no, we coming to church. You're going to find out who trusts God, who don't.
Right.
Because it's about your faith. But I'm just saying, you never know how God is going to direct. Mm-hmm. Read.
Yes. And trust in chariots, because they are many.
People get trusted. Oh, I'm set. Because when I had my basement built, I had a, next to my wine cellar, I had a freezer department. Oh, we set. It's like people say, well, you should always keep water and stuff for earthquakes. But when an earthquake comes, you're in your car. You ain't at home. And the earthquake, so you don't know how to get home. You can't get home because you don't know. Everything is just, so how's that going to help you? So you got to keep it in your car.
Exactly.
Well, you're in the car, but you left your car, you're in your friend's house.
Exactly.
Or you in the doctor's office, earthquake come. Mm-hmm. You got to trust God. That don't mean that we don't use wisdom, but you can't put all your eggs in no basket. Mm-hmm. I don't care how your 401 grows. You see what happened? Blow on it just like that.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
can't get secured about nothing. So I'm set. I got retirement for life. Hmm. Yeah, but how's your health? Is your health for life?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you're going to be here to get it?
That's right.
It's all kind of scenarios that you can't trust in nothing but God. If you got the knowledge of
That's
God, you really can't. That beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Yes. And in horsemen, because they are very strong.
What?
But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel.
What?
Neither seek the Lord.
What?
Yet he also is wise and will bring evil and will not call back his words.
What?
But will arise against the house of the evildoers and against the help of them that work.
I'm convinced that this nation is going through this because of what they did. The mass of the people to this president. Mm-hmm. This is just a little slap. Yeah. And we don't know how long this is going to be.
That's right, Pastor.
But we're going to go through it with them, with the people. Boy, read.
Thank God for you, Pastor.
Now the Egyptians are men and not God.
These are politicians and not God. They got these doctors come on. They tell you one thing, one tell you another. The very first report was the accurate one. It's like unto a flu. If you got an immune system problem, you're vulnerable. Other than that, it ain't nothing.
Right.
People should go on to work and get back the economy going.
Yeah.
The only reason I would send you home if you got a sniffle. If you ain't got no sniffle, fine.
Right, Pastor.
Let's work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Then everything would go. Right? Then when your sniffle stop, come on back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Say, man, I'm all dried up. I'm coming back. Say, come on. Then when you come back, somebody say, I got it. Now I'm going.
All right.
But the economy is going.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's
something.
Let's get them In-N-Out burgers going.
All right, Pastor.
I don't eat that, but go ahead, let's read.
All right.
No, I don't eat much of it.
All right, Pastor. Now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses flesh and not spirit.
What?
When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall.
What?
And he that is
hoping shall fall down.
And they all shall fail together.
What?
For thus hath the Lord spoken unto me, like as the lion and the young lion roaring on his prey.
What?
When a multitude of shepherds is called forth against him.
When a multitude of shepherds is called forth against him. What?
He will not be afraid of their voice.
What?
Nor abase himself for the noise of them.
What?
So shall the Lord of hosts come down to fight for Mount Zion and for the hill thereof.
Sixth verse says what?
Turn ye unto him from whom the children of Israel have deeply revolted.
They have deeply revolted against God because they didn't want to keep God's commandments.
Yes.
Israel of the natural, they deeply revolted against God because they didn't want to receive the one that God sent, the prophets. They didn't want to hear them. Let's go to 51. Excuse me. 51 and 1. Mm-hmm. Let's go there.
Yes, Pastor.
Thank God.
Beautiful.
I'm encouraged today.
Thank God for you, Pastor.
I'm encouraged. Yes. If our bread gets down a couple of slices, it's yet be encouraged.
Yes, Pastor.
But if you should happen to be a little sad because you ain't got no bread, if it's down the last slice, that's all normal.
Yes, Pastor.
Just don't go bonkers. Just don't say the wrong thing and start charging God foolishly.
Exactly.
Right? They say, well, I ain't but one left, Lord. I'm looking for some more, and that's it. Move on, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't see nothing coming, then go in and borrow some from your neighbor.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful? Yes. Then Sam, show love.
Yes.
I'm here.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
51 and 1, what does it say?
Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn.
Look unto God from whence we are hewn. And like I say again, it's not about just for this corona,
right.
It's for all of our needs.
Isn't that beautiful?
We're going through something that's like unto a regular flu. That's what you gotta look at. It's not remember like a regular
that's
flu.
That's beautiful.
And if your system is down, you better be careful for anything past you.
Yes, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's
so
right.
If your system down, that's what you be praying, Lord, build my system up and have some works to go along with it.
And
I just say, Lord, help me, and you go grab something that ain't good for your body, right?
Right.
Let's work with this. Read.
And to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged.
What?
Look unto Abraham your father and unto Sarah.
So what are Christians supposed to do with that?
Right.
Unless they realize they're Israel. It says look unto Abraham because God is only addressing one people. It's Israel.
Beautiful.
Look unto Israel, Abraham your father. What?
And unto Sarah that bare you.
What?
For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. That's beautiful.
What do people think about at that time when Abraham was about? And God said, I called him alone. Now, he didn't call nobody else. He didn't call his brother. He called Abraham. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It's the same thing today. He's only calling the seed of Abraham. That's those that keep his commandments.
Yes.
Those that yield to God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Those that of the seed of his word reads.
For the Lord shall comfort Zion.
Mm-hmm.
He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
Even
yes.
though we're going through this coronavirus, our inward part should be like Eden.
All right.
Watered.
All right.
Satisfied.
Go ahead.
And not panicking because of natural. That's right. As I say, God is in control of everything. If he wouldn't, if he wasn't God, the other God would say, wait a minute, I'm the one controlling this, but ain't nobody else come forth.
Right. That's right.
All the years we've had the word, who else have, what God, if he's not God, the real God ain't come forth. So no, this is the real deal. Where is it?
All right. All right.
Even Confucius and all them folks, they got funny looking writings, but how come they haven't made an appearance here?
Go ahead.
And say, I'm getting rid of all of this. Why don't they do that?
All right.
Because they're not God. There's only one God, and beside him there is nothing else. None else. Isn't that beautiful, Reed?
Beautiful, Pastor. Yes. And her desert like the garden of the Lord.
What?
Joy and gladness shall be found therein.
What?
Thanksgiving and the voice of melody.
So even though we may be hungry, we can still smile. So just come on here smiling. Say, Pastor, I'm hungry. But I'm trying to smile, Pastor. Fine. I'm going to look at you and say, well, I ain't hungry, but, you know, it's funny you are.
Yes.
Let's make, might as well laugh about it.
All right.
Better you hungry than both of us being hungry, right? Let's go. Read.
All right. Hearken unto
and
me.
It says two is better than one.
That's funny.
Come on.
Hearken unto me, my people.
Yes.
And give ear unto me, O my nation.
Yes.
For a law shall proceed from
thee. That's what the problem is. We're giving you good counsel. We're giving you good instruction to listen to God. But when we bring the law, that's what directs you to the wrong God. Because the God you serve don't believe in this law. That's what you've been told.
All right.
But God is the word. How plain is that?
Plain.
Go ahead.
And I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people.
Isn't that beautiful? It's about judgment.
Yes.
8 and 20 says what? Isaiah.
Yes. Pastor.
Thank God.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful.
See, I'm
yes.
Let my judgment rest for a light. Isn't that beautiful? What did 8 and 20 say?
To the law and to the testimony.
Now wait a minute. Since they don't believe in it. But Isaiah, now that's the same one that prophesied that the Lord was coming through a version, right? It was true and it happened, didn't it? But what did he say here?
To the law and to the testimony.
What?
If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light.
So that tells you the law is the word. If you don't speak according to the law, you don't have no light, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Matthews.
Yes, Pastor.
5. You
right,
know where
Pastor.
We're going.
Right, Pastor.
Now, that's what God is encouraging us to do here. Let our light shine. Now, we ain't going to say, you stop mussing over this corona stuff. You'd have to get in trouble if you tell somebody something like that.
Right.
You want to be gentle unto all
gentle.
Men. Say, listen, no, wait a minute. You're just taking this too far. You still might be attacked, but, you know, come on. Be prayerful.
All right, Pastor.
Matthews 5:14, what does it say?
5:14.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.